Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And I'll tell you what, we have a wonderful program with friends and special guests in studio, Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owners of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. Let me tell you something. There's something going on here. Bath Wizard is just blowing up. We're going to talk about that. But you're going to want to write this number down, 1-800-298-5914, or visit online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right. This is just a wonderful company. And let's remind our listeners about Bath Wizard. And we talk about wet area remodeling. And that's a little bit of a different kind of a terminology, I think. So what is that and what do you specialize in?
Well, wet area remodeling, that's typically more confined to the area that your tub or shower is in. And
okay.
So you can tackle a very large project, and we kind of look at the entire bathroom as a multi-phase system. So if we're doing phase one, that's, you know, probably more budget conscious, and you're looking at your tub or shower space. So a typical remodel might be taking out a tall tub that might be a little bit too high to step in, and going down to the studs, keeping the drain where the drain is, that's also economical, and going back with something that's maybe more efficient for whoever lives there.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. But if you start relocating drains and removing walls, and then that gets into maybe more of a larger scale type of a program?
We're typically in remodeling. That's usually reserved for new construction.
Okay,
But we're America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand, so obviously we can do it, just not probably what we do the most of.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I keep seeing these five-star reviews. I mean, I believe it's through Twitter, is just bombarded with every time I open, there's a five-star review. There's another five-star review. There's a happy owner. There's a before. There's an after. And that's saying something. You guys are blowing up. I mean, you're really, really taking off and doing really well.
Well, I can tell you just as many people that left us a bad one, so to be fair. but we're getting better every day, but we do have a ton of positive ones. And
yeah.
The ones that are negative, we are working through those and trying to bring them happy too. We say don't judge us by how we start, judge us by how we finish.
So. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it takes a lot to earn that five star. It's quite a process. Sometimes people think, oh, they'll just come in, they'll be done, and it'll go just fine. We often use a phrase that there's often a boogeyman behind the wall that we often encounter.
There's a movie called The Money Pit.
So, right.
Right? So every step reveals like, oh, okay, oh, well, I guess, and they have all these discoveries. Probably a similar deal here.
Right.
Yeah.
We're actually using a term kind of like the old days of an engine where you got a break-in period. You know,
okay.
Don't rev up too much because of the break-in period.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing, we're managed expectations with the customer, letting them know, hey, probably about 30 days where there's going to be some tweaks and modifications needed because your guy's been staring at this thing for 2 days straight.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to miss something.
Right. Some people refer to it as a punch list. So every once in a while, there'll be a remaining component, or even right now in this hot weather science, things do change shape a little bit. So if we're cutting something out in the front yard and it's 100 degrees outside and we go inside, there could be a shrinkage of even like a 16th of an inch or less. And so it might need extra caulking again.
Okay. Yep. There's always something in a house. I kind of look at a house as almost like this living, breathing entity. Mm-hmm. And the weirdest, this is completely off subject, but with my grandparents' house, when they moved out of it and we were just kind of just holding it because we weren't sure if they were going to be able to come back home. Everything just started kind of falling apart in the house. It was weird. Like there wasn't someone there to kind of take care of it and look after it. So it's you're right.
Soul.
Yeah. Yeah. And so things happen, things move, things change a little bit. And so all of those things have to be accounted for, especially in the area of wet remodeling or wet area remodeling. I'll get that down one of these days because there's water involved and that could be a game changer on some of these changes.
Well, we're in the space that we refer to as the do-it-for-you space.
Okay.
So as you're talking about the word remodeling, a lot of people are home that are handymen or used to be handymen or think they're a handyman or kind of cringing. Oh, no, someone taking over my job.
Yeah, yeah.
But we like to say that we're the king of the do-it-for-you business, kind of like Budweiser's the king of beers. Bath mm-hmm. Wizard, we like to say, is the king of the do-it-for-you business.
Okay. And see, it's... And I want to try to change some minds out there. There are a lot of folks who are, well, you know, my neighbor, I mean, you know, he does a little work on the side. That just does not sound like a good idea to me.
No, water built the Grand Canyon, didn't it, James?
Absolutely did. You know, an opposite of the do-it-for-you or just a different version, an alternative, sometimes we'll have customers will say, hey, I think I got a good deal. I found something on a website or eBay, and I bought a tub. And they call us, and they'll say, hey, can you put this in for us? And there's a lot of thought that goes into us. Why did you pick that tub? Well, it was cheap. And then we ask the question, did you measure it? Is it going to fit your space? And then they kind of start backtracking a little bit. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was different sizes of tubs. And so something like that, if you bought something yourself, if you're handy enough to put it in yourself, you wouldn't call a company that's a do-it-for-you company. But there's a lot of people who need that expertise because maybe they're not real confident they know how to do plumbing or even like electrical with our walk-in tubs.
And like you said, there could be just some tiny little gap and a drop or two of water gets in there here and there. And then pretty soon that starts to cause problems. And then over time it causes more problems. And then it's four or five drops of water getting in there. And like you said, you know, we've talked about, you know, the water built the Grand Canyon, and over time this turns into this major, major fiasco.
Yeah. We use a phrase around the office a lot. Water problems are kind of like a cancer.
I agree. You know, can see that.
Stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four. Stage four, you're calling foundation recovery companies. You're moving out of the house. Your roof's falling in.
Mm-hmm.
You've got mold, bacteria, termites. Water's a destructive force.
Absolutely. So reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. And if someone is interested in your services, would they just give you a call? Does someone stop by maybe to take a look? Or do you have like a phone consultation up front? How does this process work?
Great question. There's a few different ways people interact with us. A lot of times they start chatting with us on social media, on Facebook. It's Facebook Messenger. Hey, I was thinking about getting a remodel. Could I get a quote? At the end of the day, most people are wanting an estimate. We provide an estimate that's good for a year. But that also requires us going out to the house to actually look at what you have and tell you, uncover a lot of questions that you might have and explain what that might look like. Another way, and we've been real excited about this, we opened up our showroom.
Okay.
So our showroom is a great way for people to come out and interact with our products, feel them, see them, sit in them. I think that's kind of our new favorite is we have people who are wanting to come in and sit in our walk-in tubs, the different models, so they can feel, what would that feel like if it were in my bathroom?
We're taking on a franchise system now. So these showrooms that we've got our first showroom here in the Kansas City market, but our intention is to have showrooms all across America through a franchising program.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's cool. And so you also do the walk-in bathtubs as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. And we have a lot of different models. I think we're up to roughly 30, 32 models. It just depends on the width. Also depends on the size of the person. Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants, if you're a real petite person, you don't want to be in a giant space sometimes.
Right. And you don't want to drown in that thing.
Right. And the reverse is also true. And it also depends, again, on your space. What's the size of your bathroom?
Okay. And do a lot of those walk-in bathtubs where you can close the door and sit down and have the bath, do they fit in that standard kind of that 60-inch space, or do you need a little different space for that?
We can do anything a customer has typically.
Okay.
So the biggest complaint with walk-in tubs is, where can we find one to see and sit in? And that's why the showroom is there, so you can come try it on.
I got you. And I need to come over. I had a hard hat tour. We still had, you know, sheetrock and drywall and all that kind of stuff. So the next time I need to schedule that and come over there next week and see that. So you can see the products. Some of these products are cut in half, so you can see how thick it is and how well it's built. There are also some really inexpensive products by comparison that might look nice, but you see a cross section of this thing and you're like, there's no way that's going in my house. I had no idea. So you're going to want to, again, reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Should you hire a solo practitioner to remodel your bathroom? It's either a yes or a no. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Should you hire a solo practitioner to remodel your bathroom? And the options are yes or no. And the answer is no. The answer is no. That's what we recommend. I suppose you could hire a solo practitioner, but that's probably not the best solution.
Well, we keep saying water built the Grand Canyon. So, I use my dad as an example. He's a solo practitioner, so no offense, Dad, but I'm telling people not to hire you. if he's 65 years old, he does a really good job, but if he falls and breaks his shoulder again and you're talking about the wet area, you might not be able to use that bathroom for the next 90 days or 6 months, or who knows, it might put him up forever.
And so you're kind of at the risk of that person and their life and their potential injury. Maybe they just don't feel like showing up one day. I mean, I'm just talking about in general, you know, solo practitioners in general. You probably
divorce, death of a child, an injury, car wrecks. I mean, we call it Russian roulette.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's true. And you know, we had talked about on the break off mic that, you know, if someone goes over to mow your lawn and they mow your lawn every week or whatever, if they miss one, okay, well, your grass is a little bit longer and you can figure it out. But if they're not coming back to finish the job in your shower, that's a really big deal because you use that thing every day. And if it's my house, it's used 6 times a day because of all the humans still living in my house.
we get a call almost every day from a consumer that says, hey, they stopped halfway during the project.
Oh,
we haven't been
gosh.
Able to use it for 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
The sad part is when we're in the house, we're taking pictures. They're sending them into the office to say, here's where the customer's at. Here's where the previous contractor left off. And then everyone's trying to piece it together. Okay, is there remaining tile? That are we trying to finish this out? Or are we tearing something out? And most of the time, no one knows what that person was doing that they left in the middle of their project.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And maybe they didn't do some things right. And maybe you have to go in and tear it all out and start over and do it right.
That's pretty common for
pretty
us.
Much every time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, you know, you can go ahead and go out and, you know, hire a solo practitioner. I would say proceed with caution. This makes me think of in the home care business. I talk about this pretty frequently. If you need someone to come in to, you know, look after someone in your home, an elderly loved one, you can hire an individual off the street. But there is a huge amount of there's this hidden risk and liability that you're not even thinking of. You might save a few bucks. Okay, versus hiring a home care company, but there's no company backing them. What if they don't show up? What if they take something, steal something? There's no recourse. If they fall and break an arm on your property, are you liable? Will your homeowner's insurance cover that? And by the way, are you paying employer-based taxes on what you're paying them? I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And this is the same thing. Yeah, you could hire a guy off of you know, I don't know, whatever listing that you want to find them, and maybe they'll cost you, you know, X dollars. You might save a few bucks, but what are you getting at the end of the day, at the end of the project? And is that, do you really want that person in your house with all of those hidden liabilities?
Right.
And so that's why we say the answer is no. So, well, let's talk about Bath Wizard and why, really the top five reasons that Bath Wizard is America's favorite remodeling brand. And the first one that comes to mind is you're vertically integrated. So what do you mean by vertical integration?
America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand.
What did I say?
Remodeling.
Okay. Oh, my Lord.
You could call us that too, Steve.
The top five reasons that Bath Wizard is America's favorite, and let me say, wet area remodeling brand. How about, see, I'm getting fancy now.
Yeah, I like it.
That is nice.
But that vertical integration, so what does that mean, vertical integration?
Well, the first thing is we make it, we sell it, we install it, and we warrant it all under one roof. And when we're talking about the do-it-for-you industry, when someone hires us, we're going to do the whole thing. We come out, we do all the measurements, we help design it. Obviously, the customer's picking out colors and preferences, and we're going to manage the project, and it's going to be our employees going out there and doing the work. It's using our products, so we're not going to the big box store and picking up something that is flimsy and thin from somewhere like a China.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a nice Made in America product that's going in your bathroom. It's going to last a long time.
So it's from the raw materials to the installation to backing it up with that warranty, that double lifetime warranty. That's amazing. So let's talk about that's another one of the five reasons why Bath Wizard is America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand is you back up your work and your products with the double lifetime warranty. What does that mean?
That means you get a warranty on the labor as well. So most people aren't aware that when they hire a company, they're typically putting in another company's products that has a limited lifetime warranty. And people are aware, what's a limited lifetime warranty? Well, it's not a warranty.
It means they're not going to cover it.
It right. Pretty much means it's not worth the paper it's printed on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I found that the hard way with my Weber grill. That's another story. But there's no coverage there. So that's all too common. So the double lifetime warranty, the products have a lifetime warranty, which is insane. Most warranties are what, 12 months, about a year?
You've got a craftsmanship warranty that's good for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. So on the 13th month, that thing breaks, it falls apart, there's a crack or whatever, it's on you. With Bath Wizard, that's not the case. That is a lifetime warranty on the product and on the installation. And then talking about installation, you'll only work with certified master craftsmen. That's the third of the top five reasons. Talk about the master craftsmen that you work with.
Well, obviously they're highly trained, but in addition to being highly trained, we photograph the entire project every step of the way. So
okay.
That's the secret. We call it the Bath Wizard way.
So you're taking... So there's no smoke and mirrors. They're actually watching this progress of the job from how it was when you walked in to how it was when you walked out and everything in between. So you're documenting your work.
And to give an example, we talked about standing behind our work. We had a situation here recently where a photograph proved it that we had not put in blocking that was required for some grab bars. Customer had wanted some grab bars. They had talked about it with their consultant. Somehow it got left off the contract.
You missed it. Yeah.
Because that's just a human error.
Sure.
Well, to do that correctly, we can't just put grab bars on a wall that don't have proper blocking behind them.
Right.
So we had to go in there and do some minor deconstruction to go back there and put real blocking in there so we could put them on there so someone has the real trust that they're going to hold if they need to hold on to them.
Yeah. And that's so that's just an example. It's a demonstration of doing business the right way. Oops, we missed that. It wasn't a major thing, but it was definitely an issue. Mm-hmm. Bath Wizard backed it up. They came in and said, yep, hey, my bad. We're going to go in. We're going to fix that, make it right. And now you probably have a really happy customer.
That's right.
All right. So maybe next time we can get to the other two reasons of why Bath Wizard is America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand. Reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so just want to say thanks again to Chris and James, the great guys from Bath Wizard. And I'll tell you what, if I ever have any work that I need to have done in my bathroom regarding, you know, a tub or a shower, you know, like we talked about, I botched it earlier, but it's wet room remodeling or wet area. See, I still botched it. This does not stick with wet area remodeling, but they really do an excellent job in bathroom remodeling. They replace a ton of tubs and they'll put in a shower, a walk-in shower in that tub space. They can work with, you know, walk-in bathtub. And all sorts of things. So the one thing that we didn't get to cover, I wanted to talk about, maybe we'll talk about next time, is that they are developing and building a company culture. Some people might think this is corny. I don't think it's corny at all because they are dead set serious with this. And the company culture is do your part to ensure a 5-star customer experience. And I'll tell you what, I wasn't kidding. I get through Twitter, I get all the time 5-star. 5-star, 5-star by Bath Wizard. And you'll have someone sitting there with their thumbs ups, all smiles. They'll have a before and an after photo. And it's hard work to earn that 5-star rating. And they're doing it all the time. And like they said, you know, if they make a mistake, someone forgot the grab bars on a job. So they had to come in and they had to fix that. And they put in the backing support and everything. And they put them in properly. And they made it right because, you know, they dropped the ball on something it's important, but it's kind of minor in the larger scope of the job. But they went in, they made it right. And guess what? That's one super, super happy, happy customer. So again, reach out to Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. All right, so going to shift gears here, and this one is very alarming, and I'm just going to say to start off, be very careful of where you get your advice.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, I'm working with just the nicest lady, and I'm just really enjoying working with her. She is super smart about all the senior care stuff, but she loves working with me because she said, Steve, I mean, I know a lot about this, but you are the expert with decades and decades of experience. So I really appreciate your help. And I'm like, I appreciate the opportunity to work with you. So we're just getting along wonderfully. And we're needing to find a place for her father. And he has some very specific medical needs that will absolutely require the long-term care level of care. And some people, you know, would refer to that as the nursing home. So that's that highest level of care where they can provide medical support. He's going to need that level of care to address his needs and support his needs medically. And so I get a call this last week, and we're kind of going through everything, and we're getting ready to go out and tour some places and everything that we do with senior care consulting and with our clients. And she tells me, she said, well, I'm a little confused. There's a rehab manager where he's at currently. And that rehab manager said, oh, no, your dad belongs in the assisted living level of care. And that rehab manager said, oh, hey, let me take care of it. I'm just going to take care of that, and I'll find him a place at the assisted living level. And she said, should I let her kind of work on that, and you can work on long-term care? And I'm like, nope. No. This person does not know what they're talking about. Okay, with all due respect, I'm sure they're a wonderful rehab manager. It's just so interesting to me. Why do so many people just all of a sudden think in their mind that they're a placement specialist when they are not a placement specialist? This lady has just demonstrated that she has absolutely no clue what she's talking about, right? When it comes to placement. Again, I'm sure she's awesome in her lane, in that rehab area. Okay? So, but why is a rehab manager taking literally hours of her time trying to handle the placement needs of a patient, knowing that the family has hired and engaged in a placement, in the services from a placement specialist? Why is that? Do they think it's like a challenge? Oh, I can do this? Or I've never understood that. Here's an idea. Maybe they should just stay in their lane and specialize in what they do, and we'll specialize in what we do. And guess who wins at the end of the day? The patient, the resident, their family. And this actually confused my client. So I had to go over all of the needs. I had to restate that he can only be helped at the long-term care level of care, and that no assisted living community will be able to even come close to meeting his multiple higher level medical needs. It's just a fact. So it's probably not a good idea to get your advice from someone who just literally doesn't know what they're doing. So, I mean, I wonder what the rehab company would think about one of their managers spending hours of their time doing something that's not their job. Things that make you go, hmm. I also had an interesting phone conversation this last week with a super nice lady. And I was screening for independent living for a client of mine. Okay, so I worked with him. We placed his wife at the assisted living level of care in memory care. So that's the type of care that she needed. She's getting along fine. She's receiving great care. He sold his house, and he's going to have to move this summer. And he said, hey, do you know of any, you know, senior apartments that, you know, maybe can provide a meal or two? They have housekeeping and for, you know, such and such of a budget. So I'm like, all right, well, let me check it out. Let me come up with a list for you. So I'm gathering information about, you know, what some of these places offer and the pricing and the availability and all the stuff, right? And I'm talking to a really nice representative there. And she said, and I get this once in a while, because she had forgotten about the business model of senior care consulting. She said, Steve, do we have a contract with you? And I'm like, oh, there's that question. I love that question. So I said, no, remember, senior care consulting does not receive any kickbacks from any of the providers out there. Remember that? And she goes, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we don't pay you. You're completely objective and you work for the client. She said, by the way, I just have to tell you, what a refreshing business you run. She said, I'm sorry, I'd forgotten about that. And I said, hey, no problems. But she is so used to all of these free referral services contacting them. Hey, can we come over? Will you pay us money? And remember, again, kind of the average is the first month's cost. So in this case, it's about $2,500. Do we have a contract with you? Well, let me know. If we don't, you know, we can sign one with you, because we're willing to pay the commission. And again, some people call that a kickback. So again, with senior care consulting, I kind of have fun with it. I was talking to her and I said, now you don't have to hide your checkbook. I'm not going to hit you up for a couple of grand in a kickback. You don't owe me a penny. We'll just come in. We'll take a tour. I'll ask you some questions. And your place is a wonderful place. It's probably a great fit for my client. We'll see what he thinks. But I think there's a good chance that he'll choose you because it's just a wonderful place. It's exactly what he's looking for. And she said, you know, again, so refreshing. So refreshing, this business model. So let me just restate the Senior Care Consulting vision statement. Senior Care Consulting will be the nation's top alternative to the free referral services. We will disrupt the status quo. Status quo, that's what I experienced. Steve, do we have a contract with you? That's the status quo. We will disrupt the status quo of an entire industry by offering a placement service with integrity. How about that? We're doing business the old-fashioned way. How about that? So anyway, if you're out there and you're talking to people, and again, they're out of their lane. They don't really know what they're talking about. They're just giving you an opinion, like this rehab manager. And I'm sure this rehab manager has the best of intentions, but I've just never understood why you would insert yourself in a situation that you literally know nothing about. And by the way, she's just dead wrong on this one. So she's going to chase her tail for hours and hours trying to find assisted living. It does not exist. We will be going to long-term care. So again, be very careful of where you get your advice. And if it's free to you, you may just get what you paid for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, I'll have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So when we work with Senior Care Consulting, when we work with one of our clients, the first step is to conduct a very thorough geriatric care assessment. I think I've mentioned this before. And this ties into that consumer alert. You have to know everything about that person and in multiple areas to determine what they actually need and what's appropriate and what's not. I just cannot tell you how many times someone from, you know, some organization, or I'm not going to start making everybody mad, but they're like, oh, yeah, well, you need to go over here. Well, no. They don't want to live there. That's not their location parameters that are preferred. They actually want to live over here. But they just spout off all of these recommendations without knowing the background, the preferences, the needs, the budget. I mean, you have to know so much. Oh, well, yeah, well, you can go into assisted living. Well, no, you can't. Oh, just go on over here. That one's like super, super expensive, and they're not going to pay those fees, and we can find something just as good for less money because we need to come in at a particular budget. Oh, I didn't know that. I know you didn't know that, but yet you're still offering all of these opinions and confusing people, right? So you go through our geriatric care assessment, and I'll just kind of just pop on a few things here. But, you know, are you a veteran? Is your spouse a veteran? Do you get your medications from the VA? Those are kind of really good things to ask. Some places will work with accepting medications from the VA. And if you're not aware of that, if you're a veteran, you can get your medicine, most medications, I wouldn't say all of them, but most of them, through the VA at a highly, highly discounted rate and maybe even at no charge, and could save you hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. Well, some senior care communities will work with that. And some say, no, we can't work with that. It has to be through our provider. Okay. Well, if you don't know that, if you're not asking these questions, then someone could be really upset when they find out that this actually isn't going to work for them, and they've trusted someone's advice. Okay? Are you married? Are you a widow or widower? Are you divorced? Are you single? So we go through all of those sort of things. What are the top medical diagnoses? I need the big ones. CHF, COPD, cancer, diabetic with insulin injections. I mean, I'm not looking at, you know, some blood pressure and cholesterol, looking at, you know, previous stroke, TIAs. I mean, it goes on and on and on. We're looking for the big ones here. Okay, so that we know, you know, about some of the medical-based information. If this person is diabetic, do they require insulin injections, or is it that are they okay with oral medications, or maybe their diabetes is controlled through diet? Now, that's kind of the best case scenario, but oral medication. So if you do need insulin injections, are you able to do that yourself, or are you going to need a staff person, a nurse to do that for you? Read your blood glucose levels and then dial up a variable level insulin injection. Because sometimes you may need a little bit of insulin. Maybe you need a lot. Usually you use these pens these days, but it makes it a lot easier. But can you manage that on your own or not? I would say if you have any sort of cognitive issues, that's going to become more and more difficult for you to manage that. And at some point, you're not going to be able to competently manage that. And then if you're living in assisted living, a long-term care, wherever you're at, the staff will need to be able to do that. And I'm here to tell you, if you need insulin injections and you need them to do it, there are very, very, very few assisted living communities that can handle that. It's just a function of staffing. Some do, though. Some do. Height and weight. Well, Steve, well, what do you need to know that for? Well, I need to know about the weight. So I had one lady. She was about 340 pounds. Okay. So she was a large lady, and she was getting around. Okay. But if at any point she's going to need the staff's help for that. So I did this when I was screening. I said, are there any weight limitations? Do you have any issues with the weight? And a couple of places said, yeah, Steve, our patient lifts are rated for up to 300 pounds. So we're not going to be a fit for you. Okay. That's okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And so these things are important. Do you need any special equipment? So the gentleman that I'm working with, I think he's going to be able to benefit from a low air loss mattress to prevent wound care issues for him. They don't know anything about that, and here they are spouting off ideas and spending hours of time searching for something that doesn't exist. I bet their boss would be upset about that. Do you use an oxygen concentrator or a portable oxygen, liquid oxygen? Do you need a CPAP or a BiPAP to sleep at night? Do you need someone else to help you manage with that? Your ambulation, how are you doing there? Is it normal ambulation, difficult? Do you need assistance? Some assistance? No assistance? Do you require total assistance using a cane, walker, a wheelchair, or a power chair? Some places will not allow a power chair in their building. And if they do, you have to pass a driving test to show that you can drive that thing around competently and you won't be banging into people and harming them. Pain management. Do you need pain injections, pain patches? Do you have an implanted pain pump? Are there any tubes anywhere? Central line, PICC line, feeding tube, PEG tube, NG tube? So if you have a PEG tube, because maybe you have swallowing issues, and now they're feeding you straight into your gut with the PEG tube, I do not know of any assisted living community that can handle that, because they're going to require a nurse to deal with that, and most of them are not required to staff a nurse 24/7. They might have one available overnight, but not on staff. Now, can you move to assisted living if you can demonstrate that you can manage your own tube feedings? Yes, you can. But if you need help with that, they are going to say that's a skilled need. You're going to have to go to long-term care. Does this individual need dialysis because of all the kidney issues? Well, if they need dialysis, they're going to require transportation to and from the dialysis center 3 times a week. Can the place accommodate that? So we go on and on. We have, you know, elopement risk, behavioral issues all related to cognitive screening. We talk about how much help they need with their activities of daily living. We always talk about financial information, healthcare, traditional Medicare, Medicare Advantage plan. That points us in a direction. Do you have long-term care insurance? Is there a chance you will outlive your assets? And if so, we need to start talking about Medicaid and how all of that works and what it pays for and how you qualify for that. Social information. What was your profession? Any hobbies or interests? Spiritual and faith, religious and faith preference, is that important to you or not? And all of these things in our assessment tool tell us that they talk to us. They tell us things. And they tell us about what is going to be appropriate for you. If you have questions, if you're interested in the services of Senior Care Consulting, this is just the beginning of our service with you. 913-945-2800 or nationally at 877-945-2880. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.